people. Somebody say amen right there. Amen. Amen. And that's what we're here for. Now, we would love to have a record of your visit. We're not going to bug you. We're not going to come knock down your door. We'll contact you first, okay? But we would love to have a record of your visit with us today. Thank you so much for being here. Sardis, will you help me welcome our guest today? The Judgment Journey this Saturday to LaGrange, Georgia, to Faith Baptist Church. If you are planning to go that, we will be taking a whole bus of people. It will be driving a bus. You can take your vehicle if you would like to, okay? You can take your vehicle if you would like to. We need to pay for that this week, okay? It's $12 each. You don't get 12 or 16 years of age. You must have a parent with you on that trip to be able to go. That's not our rules. That's theirs, okay? So you can sign up for that out at the Welcome Center, or you can see Brett Jones today. Brett, you raise your hand in case you guys wonder who that is. So Brett Jones today, and he can help you with any questions about that. Then don't forget, next Sunday night at 5 p.m., our normal service is at 6. Next Sunday night will be 5 o'clock. Will everybody say 5 o'clock with me? 5 o'clock. Next Sunday night, our trunk or treat. Now, we need help with this. We need help with the trunks. If you can see Ms. Jennifer Trammell about that today and how to best help with that, you can sign up for that at the Welcome Center. We're also going to have our upward awards during that time. We're going to be bringing our upward devotions to a close with no man can serve two masters. We're going to be giving those awards out, and then we'll be going outside. So pray for us about that. Help us with that. And church, please come be a part of that. We will be preaching and sharing the gospel that night, and as well an opportunity to meet visitors that will be on the property. Then November the 3rd and 4th, for the men team and boys, we'll have our camp out, and we will say more about that next week, getting ready for that. November the 12th is Ashley Patterson and Corbett's shower. That will be on 4 p.m. on a Sunday afternoon. And then baptisms will be on November the 5th as well. Be praying with us about that in our membership class. But we're going to go ahead and sing again this morning. And we're so glad you're here today. Let's think about this song again. So let's stand together and go to 379 today. And let's sing out. They've been married longer than most of us have been alive. They've made them, and so pray for them. You can't imagine what she's going through. Continue to remember her family, though, as they minister to her and help her. And then others as well. Pray for Brother Ezra. Continue to remember him and his recovery and getting better as well, and others as well. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. It's so good to have you with us. And Brother Wayne Pittman, I love and appreciate you. If you would you pray for all of us?
Thank you.
and we can find it in a party. We can find it in a party. We can find it in a substance. Didn't find it in a substance. You can find it in a relationship. Didn't find it in a relationship. You can find it in church. I went to a church and didn't preach the gospel. Didn't find it there. But I do remember when somebody said, man, what you're looking for, Jesus Christ. But I do remember when you found that. Amen? And I'm telling you, this is a change. It makes a change in your life. And boy, I hope this morning you don't feel like you dropped off at church today, but I hope you feel like you've come to the body of Christ, and we're preaching about Jesus this morning. And because he is the only one that can help us today. And I'm excited about this morning. If you will, John chapter number 3. We'll get right into it today. John chapter number 3 this morning. If you will, let's stand together. Let's thank for God's word. I'm going to ask you to keep your Bibles open, though. If we have time today, we're going to go to 3 other places in the Word of God. But if we don't, we'll get here. Whatever God wants us to do, that's what we need to do. Amen. John chapter number 3, verse number 1. And the Bible tells us this. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, and the same individual came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher coming from God, for no man can do the miracles that thou doest except God be
I'm so glad you asked, because listen, in Matthew chapter 13, verse number 14, Jesus said this. He said, there will be people, a group of people, ready, who were religious. They went to church. And they would hear the word of God, but they wouldn't understand. They would hear the seed of the word of God. It would be given to them, but it would not change them in their life. And I want to say this morning, Jesus said those kind of people were going to be on the earth. And listen, church, that is who you and I can become sometimes. Be honest here today. Don't leave this building this morning like you came, ma'am. Go home different today than you came to the house of God. And you say, we're joined today. How can we get help? Jesus said people would get there where they would hear the word, but it would not change them. And in John chapter number 3, we have one of those men. His name was Nicodemus. And the Bible says that Nicodemus came to Jesus. He was one of those men. Listen, he was educated in the scriptures. He was a political ruler. He was a religious person. He was a member of the Sanhedrin. And he realized his life was not being changed by the word of God. Hey, listen, it was not real to him. Was he there? Yes. But was it changing him? No. Because it wasn't real in his life. And he came to Jesus because he said, Jesus, I need help. Lord, you got to help me. I need you to do something in my life, God. And if you don't do it in my life, it will not be done. And Nicodemus came to Jesus. And listen, three times as we look at Nicodemus' life, he had illustrations of what was going on in his life. And his life shows us how God can help us. And you said, Brother, why is this important? This is why. For some of you, this morning, if you don't realize this, you will keep living a Christian life. You ready? Unsatisfied. You're going to keep living a Christian life unsatisfied. And I want to say this morning, how many of you would agree with me that if you're
dragged you in there in front of that TV to watch it play.
How about you all the things? I wonder how many of you, your husband had to come in there and say, all right, baby, we'll put your armor shirt on. It's about time we're ready to roll. Let's get in here and step before this. Let's see what old Spittles, let's see what the Gus Bus has got for
us.
Fill my need like Jesus Christ. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Look at verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and here it is again, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now watch this. So Jesus proceeds to tell this man whose heart had gotten hardened, he said, listen, you remember, you're a student of the scripture, you remember back in the Old Testament when Moses had to lift up the serpent in the wilderness. Now what was all of that about? See, well, let's close our Bibles. We're just going to cut it off, man. We're going to cut it off here in just a minute, okay? Don't tell nobody we had a short service today, all right? Don't tell nobody that, all right? If you're still with me, say amen. Numbers chapter 21. You ready? Here's what happened. God's people, God had been good to them. You hear me? He'd been good to them. And you know what they started doing? Started getting complacent. They started getting apathetic in their life. So what did they do? You ready? They started complaining. God wasn't blessed for being good to them. Do you know what God did? Watch this. God tried to speak to them. Hey, you need to repent. And guess what happened? You ready? Nothing. You know why? Because in their heart they were what? Hardened. And God came again and he said, Moses, I want you to go down there and you warn them. Try to get their attention. And Moses goes down there. Preaches his heart out. You ready? Nothing happened. You know why? Because in their heart they were. So God said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Since I'm the creator of all that you see, I'm about to send, go on and read, number 21, flying snakes. Not just snakes, venomous snakes. Now I don't know about you, but the only cool snake is a what?
Dead
snake. Rat snake? I don't know that. I didn't ask him. Like a snake to me. God says, see what I'm going to do. I'm going to send poisonous snakes. It's going to fly into their community. And it's going to bite them. And the Bible says, listen, here they are out there as Christians. With what kind of heart?
Heart.
Complaining against God. Murmuring against God. Did it ever speak to you in your mind the very reason you're murmuring is because you're apathetic towards God's goodness in your life? My wife! Say that again real slow. My wife. You're not by yourself. What's this? They were down there complaining, murmuring. And I don't know who God looked in heaven and said, do it. I don't even, we'll find out when we get there. But somebody, God said, open that cage. And he sent flying snakes down to his people. You know what he did? He went around and he started biting them. He started biting them. How do you know it was biting them? Because they were venomous snakes and they were afraid we're going to die. The venom got inside of them and they were poisoned inside of them. And from the story evidently all the points look to, the implication is that God's people realize, man, if God don't help us, you ready? We're going to die. And God said, Moses, I want you to go over there and we're going to make you a golden snake. And I want you to go in front of my people and I want you to stand in front of my people and say, hey, God said, I'm going to lift up the serpent. And whoever wants to be healed, whoever wants to be helped, whoever wants to get the poison out of your soul, you look up at the serpent. And the Bible says, one by one, they began to come. And they looked up at the serpent, and looked up at the serpent, and they looked up at the serpent, and looked up at the serpent. And as they looked up at the serpent in the wilderness, God brought healing to their soul.
loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, why did Jesus say that? This is why. Because you're sitting there this morning in your life. Stay with me. If you're still with me, say about close. And you realize. There's poison in your soul. You're hardened. You're unchanged by the secret. You hear it, you like it, but it's not changed. You say, Brother Joey, I've got the poison in me today, and I'm realizing it. What do I do? Jesus Christ is the only one. And you must repent. Look to him, not just as Jesus, I believe you're there, but Jesus, I'm hardened. God, truth and matter is, I care more about my football team today than I do. That's happened to me before, by the way.